Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Luke Barnes. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Luke Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Han moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. One out. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bailey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Martinez reaches second base with a double. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Fregosi moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. Fregosi moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fregosi scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-2 in the game. Beauchamp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive to left field. Bailey throws towards Foley. Foley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Dyer moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martinez is walked intentionally. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-2 in the game. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp fields the ball and throws to Matlack covering. Safe. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards the mound. Matlack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Baylor Moore. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. LaBoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 3 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 4 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeden strikes out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tug McGraw now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Boots Day pinch runs for Coco LaBoy. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Pepe Manguel. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.